This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and South Korea are holding their biggest combined military training in years as they heighten their defense posture against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. The drills could draw an angry response from North Korea, which has pushed its weapons testing activity to a record pace this year. The Ulchi Freedom Shield exercises will continue through September 1st in South Korea and include field exercises involving aircraft, warships, tanks, and potentially tens of thousands of troops. Similar drills were canceled or shrunk in recent years due to COVID-19 or to create space for diplomacy. North Korea last week harshly criticized South Korea's president for continuing military exercises with the U.S. The daughter of an influential Russian political theorist, often referred to as Putin's brain, was killed in a car bombing on the outskirts of Moscow, according to authorities Sunday. The Moscow branch of the Russian Investigative Committee said preliminary information indicated that 29-year-old TV commentator Daria Dagina was killed by an explosive planted in the SUV she was driving on Saturday night. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the bloodshed gave rise to suspicions that the intended target was her father, Alexander Dugin, a nationalist philosopher and writer. Dugin is a prominent proponent of the Russian world concept, a spiritual and political ideology that emphasizes traditional values, the restoration of Russia's power, and the unity of all ethnic Russians throughout the world. He is also a vehement supporter of Russian President Vladimir Putin's move to send troops